This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting and Parliamentary Affairs, Dr. N. Murugan, reviewed the status and progress of flagship schemes from both state and central governments in the Chirak district of Assam. Addressing a public meeting yesterday, Dr. Murugan said that a new railway project connecting Kokrajhar to Bhutan will commence soon. Meghalaya Deputy Chief Minister Preston Tinsong yesterday ruled out any high-level or NIE inquiry into the recovery of the decomposed body of Awami League leader Ishaq Ali Khan. He said that the Bangladesh High Commission had been informed about the recovery of the body. What led to the death of the Bangladeshi leader would be known only after forensic test. On the 26th of this month, the East Ginger Hills police had recovered the semi-decomposed body of the Bangladeshi politician from a betel nut plantation in the Donab Hoi area near the Indo-Bangladesh border. As per post-mortem report, the cause of death was asphyxia caused by throttling. A combined team of security forces conducted a search operation in Bishnupur district of Manipur yesterday and recovered arms and ammunition. A police report said that information was received from the Assam Rifles about a new camp of the proscribed insurgent group Kanglepak Communist Party at Leimaram and Kangmong. A team of Manipur police and police commando initiated a search operation. The seized items were handed over to Nambol police station for further investigation. Meghalaya is facing a shortage of close to 12,000 metric tons of fish, which is worth around 250 crore rupees per annum, Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma told the State Assembly on the concluding day of the autumn session yesterday. Mentioning earlier, the state was importing almost 75% of fish from outside. He said that the interventions, two-thirds of the fish needed, is now being locally produced. The government is setting up 50 new hatcheries to increase fish production. The Chief Minister also announced the decision to regulate fishing competition. Meghalaya Deputy Chief Minister in charge PWD Roads, Preston Tinsong, yesterday informed the Assembly that 404.35 crore rupees was approved for implementation of seven road projects under the North East Special Infrastructure Development Scheme during the last 5 years, from 2019 to 2024. Of this, the total fund released is 276.88 crore rupees, Mr. Tinsong said in his reply tabled in the Assembly. He informed that the implementation period of the projects is 24 months from the date of issue of facility work order. The subdivisional officer, Sora Civil Subdivision, in a notification informed that in pursuance to the order of Supreme Court, in accordance with the prohibition of employment of manual scavenger and the Rehabilitation Act 2013, the practice of manual scavenging has been abolished. No person, local authority or any agency shall construct an insanitary latrine or engage or employ a manual scavenger. They shall not engage or employ any person for hazardous cleaning of a sewer or a septic tank. Citizens are also requested to report cases of employment of persons as manual scavengers to the nearest police station for registration of case. The Department of Nagaland Fire and Emergency Services Fire Station South Kohima yesterday organized a fire safety and prevention exercise at the Akashvani Kohima. The officers and staff of the Akashvani Kohima were sensitized on various safety measures and the basic concept of fire and classification of fires. The Akashvani staff also tried their hands on how to use and handle equipment and respond to the situation during fire emergency. The third edition of Organic King Chili Naga Mircha Festival 2024 will be held at Seihama Village under Kohima District in Nagaland on the 6th of September. The festival will showcase the sale of fresh and dried king chili, pickles, saplings and organic vegetables and fruits. The visitors will also get a chance to taste the cuisine of Seihama, the land of king chili. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.